Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Dimitri Graffiti coming up around 8:50 this morning. Do not interact with the host, but you can say anything you want about Shadyside and Nick Farrelly and Erica Tambourine and Richland Township and Big Willie and the No Kill. Oh, my God, you've got so much material. Shut up. So much material today. But right now, another very special guest for you, Rick Farrell, and he is a Richland Township trustee running for re-election along with Jim DeNoble. And I got to apologize because I misspelled your name. I feel like
that's
an absolute...
That's quite all right.
I feel like an idiot. Oh, my God. It's spelled F-E-R-R-E-L-L. I put an A in there somewhere.
It's pronounced the same way.
I still screwed up. That's a great way to start an interview, right? I'm sorry that I screwed up your name. Jeez, I'm so stupid. Anyway, so Rick Farrell, first, thank you so much for joining us here. You reached out to me after you heard my exclusive interview with Jay Stevens, who is running for either your seat or Jim DeNoble's seat, right? There are two of you running for re-election, right?
Top two okay. vote getters.
So it's one of you two.
Elected, yes.
Okay, great. So you reached out to me. You wanted to come on and correct the record and get some facts out, which is fine. Now, for our listeners, Jay Stevens, I offered him the same thing, to come in. He said he couldn't do it because he was working. I said, well, okay, we can record an interview. He said, fine. So that's what we did. But I'd be more than happy to have him in here as well. You, Jim DeNoble's coming in tomorrow, and have all three of you here have a debate. I mean, I'm happy to do that. Whatever works out, whatever you guys want is fine with me. I don't have a dog in this fight. I've never had a problem with you or DeNoble. I don't know Jay Stevens. Never had a problem with him. You know, Greg Clark, don't get me started with that dunk tank thing of his. Holy cow.
Oh, Greg Clark is a good man. He does a lot of work in the community.
And dunk tanking. Lots of dunk tanking.
And, he works very well with us.
Yeah, damn. But keep him away from the dunk tanks. This guy can't. He crawls into these things. Anyway, so first off, who is Rick Farrell, and why is there so much controversy regarding this election in Richland Township?
Well, Rick Farrell, has been in the township for over 35 years. I was not born and raised here, but it is my home. It's a great community. I have a lot of friends in this community. Volunteered over the years, in Saints Club, Rotary Club, and the St. Clairsville Soccer Association. Married to my wife Faye for 34 years. Thank
34
God.
Years. Wait a minute, audience. They're very impressed.
She's the glue. I hit the jackpot when we met. We have three adult kids, Wes, Brock, and Eberly. We're very proud of them. We have two granddaughters that are, at St. Clairsville, do very well, in their studies. They're cheerleaders. We love this community, and that's why, I'm a Richland Township trustee. My dad inspired me to run for election.
Where do you live in Richland Township?
I live off of Willow Grove Road, down on Anna Drive. Uh-huh. We built our house in 1992.
Wow.
We're never leaving there.
Who built it? Jim Miller? Or John
No,
Miller?
We had a local contractor in Neff's. Dean Hartley. He built our house. And,
great.
It's a great. We live back in a cul-de-sac, and we're never
good.
Leaving.
That life is good. You used to be in insurance, right?
Yes.
And now you're retired, right?
I was 34 years with. I had my Allstate Insurance Agency. We served the community well. It was a great career. It helped me raise my family, and now I'm enjoying semi-retirement.
Okay, let me get one thing out of the way, because I think it's a minor issue, but Jay Stevens brought it up. He said if he gets elected, he's not going to get any health care or health insurance from Richland Township. It's going to save them a lot of money because he works or does whatever. But if you're retired, you don't get that either, right? You're on Medicare, right?
And fortunately, I was able to retire before, you know, I turned 65. I retired at 59. It was at the right time.
So you still get health insurance then?
Yes, I get health insurance from the township.
Mask, how old are you?
I'm 62.
62. Okay, yeah. So like next year you'll be able to.
I believe it's 65 when you.
Oh,
you
is
know,
it?
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And you know,
that was a big issue for
Mr.
Jay Stevens.
Probably has health care through
his employer. Okay.
And you know, by the way, you know, I'm available, you know, all day every day. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, this is a 7 day a week. You know, you don't get days off. You get phone calls, and I respond to every phone call that I receive, every email.
You responded, Mr. Big Willie. Boy, was he pissed off this morning. Did you hear, Mr. Big Willie?
Yes,
my God. So let's get to the elephant in the middle of the living room. $1 million for a building in Richland Township?
Actually, it's a, you know, we have our building, the main building in which our constables and the trustees, you know, have their meetings. It's a 2,100 square feet building. But, you know, the rest of the story, so to speak, is, you know, we have an addition that came off of our three-bay garage that houses a lot of our equipment. So it's a large lean-to that was included in that amount. So it's actually two structures that were built.
How much square footage are we talking about, roughly?
It was 2,100 square feet on the building. It would be on the lean-to. It would probably be in the 2,000 square foot range as well.
So a total of roughly 4,000 square feet we're talking about here, right?
Absolutely, yes.
For $1 million? For $1 million?
It cost a lot of money to build buildings these days. I mean, it's
4,000. Let me play the devil's advocate. Okay. Look, I'm no expert when it comes to construction.
Right.
I should have Nick Ferrelli back in here, actually. But $1 million, look, I'm a taxpayer. I live in Richland Township. I'm across the street from Jim DeNoble, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had an argument with any one of you. You know that. I've never had an argument.
Yeah.
$1 million for 4,000 square feet. I mean, God almighty, that's a lot of money.
It surprises us as well. You know, we've experienced, with government buildings, it's expensive. You know, with prevailing wage, you know, the cost per square foot is.
What is the cost per square foot for 4,000 square feet for $1 million? It's got to be insane.
Well, we did all this planning back in 2023, as far as the specific details regarding the cost per square foot, we looked at two different scenarios. One would be to remodel the existing building, which was well over 50 years old. It was leaking. The roof was leaking. It was basically like a shell with steel girders that were rusting.
Let me play the devil's advocate. Why don't you just fix the leak in the roof?
We looked at what it would take to remodel that building.
No, I didn't ask that. I said, why don't you fix the leak in the roof?
Yeah,
just patch it.
Yeah, I mean it would. What I'm saying is that when we received the American Rescue Plan money, which paid for this project, we thought extensively. I mean, we went at least 6 to 8 months figuring out what's the best route to do it, and initially that money was specifically for COVID-related issues.
So why not spend it on COVID-related issues? Health for the township
had,
and...
We had, there was, under the initial parameters that we had to go by, we would have never been able to use that specifically for township-related projects, whether it would be roads.
What about health?
Roads.
What about health?
What about health? You know,
that's my question for you. It's $1 million to spend on health, right?
Right.
Could you have spent it on health-related issues in Richland Township?
Could we have given it to the fire department? That was, certainly possible, but, that
Question. Okay, got to focus on the question.
Yeah.
Could you have given the $1 million to health health-related issues, health-related organizations, health-related everything within Richland Township, because it is COVID money. Could you have done that? Did you look into all of that?
We did not look into the hospitals. We didn't have any local hospitals in Richland Township.
Did you look into any kind of, did anybody ask, did Greg Clark ask or Jim DeNoble ask, hey, we got $1 million here in COVID money. It's got to be spent on health stuff in Richland Township. What are all the potential health stuff things we could spend $1 million on? Did anybody have that discussion?
First of all, we were never approached by any organization requesting funds.
I didn't ask if you were approached. Yeah. I'm asking if you guys thought of that. And
yes.
Asked yourselves.
I mean, everything was under consideration at that point as far as what to do, you know, with those funds. We did not necessarily agree that we receive these funds, you know, for the, you know, the, what we do in the township for the citizens. And we didn't, we didn't agree how they set the parameters from the federal government for those funds until they changed those aspects as far as it, they opened it up for us to do other things.
So would
that.
It be fair to say that you could have spent the $1 million on COVID money for fire departments, EMS throughout Richland Township and other health things like the Belmont County Health Department and all of that? You could have done that, right?
Yes, we did. We did fund some funds with the fire department. I believe we gave them up to $40,000 that came in prior to the American Rescue Plan. So we gave them funds for equipment. I don't remember exactly.
If you had it to do over again, would you spend that $1 million on a building that's 4,000 square feet?
Absolutely.
Was there a public hearing on that?
Yeah, we meet once a month. You know, and you know, we in our planning stages, you know, we talked about this, you know, over a 6-month period. All three trustees were on board, you know, throughout that process. And you know, at the very end, when it came to awarding the bid, is you know, when Mr. Clark decided, you know, to vote, you know, against that. But we had gone
through
the process.
Why was Greg Clark on board until it was time to vote?
That would be something you could, you know, talk to him.
What do you think?
He's a great guy.
Oh, of course he's a great guy, but you're telling me he's on board with all of this until it was time to put up or shut up.
He did not state, you know, his reasons for, you know, deciding not to go with the bid, you know, that we awarded. There were three bids, you know, for this project.
Why did the cost go up so much? From $700,000, almost $1 million, right?
Estimates are estimates, and so until we get the actual bids,
the architect went from what, 10,000 to 50, almost 60,000.
As far as the specific cost, I mean, it's architects get paid for, you know, the amount of work that they put into.
But
a
did
project.
The costs go up? I got the sense from at least from Mr. Big Willie himself, who was, you know, was foaming at the mouth, that the original estimates of 600,000 or 700,000 shot up to almost $1 million, almost exactly, for all the COVID money. Is that true or
we
not?
We were surprised as far as how the bids came in.
Why'd they go up so much? That's what I don't understand. Why would they go up so much from the estimates?
I don't know. You know, the estimates.
Rick, with all due respect, you're the trustee.
I'm not a contractor. I don't know the actual, you know, cost it is to build buildings. But when, you know, when you're dealing with prevailing wage projects, you know, we had three separate bids. The highest was $1.2 million. The other one was like $1.1 million. And then this, the Fort Steuben came in at, you know, the 980, you know, in that range. You know, it's been a couple of years since we awarded that, the specific number, you know, I don't have. But, you know, we were surprised at, you know, the cost, you know, that it came in at as well. Hmm. You know, when it comes to bids, you know, we looked at that. Having two different structures, you know, within that and having the vision, you know, I'm going to be here for a short period of time. You know, these buildings are going to serve the residents of Richland Township for the next, you know, 60 to 80 years. You know, so, you know, the an aging building that, you know, we looked at, we considered the remodel of that building. And, you know, the cost was not, it was less, but it was not considerably less.
More with a very special guest, Rick Farrell, and we got a short break, and then we'll wrap up with him, then do Dimitri Graffiti. Only on the radio side, Facebook has effectively banned that. I would like to have you back on, and Jim Noble's DeNoble's coming on tomorrow. Would it be something that you and DeNoble, would you be willing to have a three-way debate with Stevens? I want you to think about that answer, and we'll do that after this.